minhagim that we have in El, as we know, Svardim say slichos from the beginning of El, not Rosh Chodesh, but the day after Rosh Chodesh El. The reason why they have that for Svardim, and the reason why we blow shofar for Ashkenazim is because of the fact that Moshe came down on Rosh Chodesh Elul with the luchos. I'm sorry, he came down on Yom Kippur, but he went up for the 40 days. The 40 days began on Rosh Chodesh Elul, so therefore the 40 days ends on Yom Kippur, which is Yud Tishrei. That's a 40 days. So therefore those 40 days are 40 days of entreatment. We're praying to Hashem that He should give us slicha and kapara. He should be able to give us atonement and forgiveness. That's why it happens on that day. So therefore, for Ashkenazim, we blow shofar. For Svardim, they're saying slichos during that time. Ashkenazim, we start slichos much later. But one should note that this is a time of entreatment. We were supposed to plead to Hashem to be able to give us forgiveness. And obviously, it takes a long time to have that. 40 is a level of completion that we have. The number 40 represents many different things, including the 40 days of the Mabul, the flood, 40 days of a mikvah, 40 sa' of a mikvah, 40 years in the Midbar, and obviously the 40 days on Har Sinai. So we know that this 40 is a level of completion. So to be able to have this atonement, this is what actually begins on Rosh Chodesh Elul, which begins Shabbos for us, which is really the last day of Av. But really Sunday is the first of Rosh Chodesh, but it's a time of entreatment. There's also a minhag that we have for Ashkenazim, and that is for Ashkenazim, there's a minhag. Some do it in shul. I've never seen in shul, but some have the minhag in shul that they recite 10 mizmori Tehillim, 10 chapters of Tehillim every day in Chodesh El, so that they can actually finish the Sefer of Tehillim twice in the month of Elul. Obviously, there are people that say more often than that, but there is a minhag that one should actually try to do this, or try to say 10 chapters of Tehillim every day in order so they can actually finish the Sefer of Tehillim twice in the month of Elul. But again, it's all about developing a greater sense of connection that we can to Hashem. Have you heard the acronyms of Elul and Nidah Do Diva Do Dili? So it's about the tshuva process, but it's ultimately about the connection process that we have. These are some of the minhagim that we have, is to get us a little bit closer to Hashem, or a lot closer to Hashem during this time.